Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ian, and just in time. I just finished War and Peace.
And Mike, last week I left everyone with a challenge. I said, start with the name of the Camus novel, The Stranger. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word action a landlord does. What are the words?
Your landlord gathers rent.
And too often at that.
All right, Ian, on November 27th, 1968, Penny Ann Early became the first woman to play in a professional basketball league. Signed by the Kentucky Colonels of the ABA, Early was put into a game against the Los Angeles Stars, despite protests by Gene Rhodes, the Colonels' coach. She inbounded a pass to a teammate, immediately after which a timeout was called, and she was removed from the game to a standing ovation. To honor Early's achievement with the Kentucky Colonels, this week our questions are about famous colonels.
Okay. I could think of one.
First up, Colonel Henry Rutgers led forces in the American Revolution and served several terms in the New York legislature, but his most lasting legacy is the college renamed in his honor in 1825. Its name was later changed to Rutgers University, and then again to Rutgers, the state university of what state?
New Jersey.
That is correct. And it was originally called Queens College, and they actually renamed it in hopes of being remembered in his will, which they were not. Originally named Colonel Yellow, the Clue character known as Colonel Mustard was portrayed by Martin Mull in the 1985 adaptation of the board game. Mull also appeared as Russell the Pharmacist on what sitcom that originally starred Charlie Sheen and John Cryer?
Two and a Half Men.
It is Two and a Half Men. Born Andreas Cornelis van Kuyk, the man more famously known as Colonel Tom Parker began his career as a talent manager in the 1930s, but he is better remembered as the person who became, in 1956, the manager of what musician, remaining his representative well after the singer's death in 1977.
That's Elvis.
It is indeed, Mr. Elvis Presley. And when Colonel Tom Parker enlisted in the Army, he took his name from the officer who interviewed him to hide the fact that he was an immigrant. Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Martha McSally, the first woman from the U.S. to fly in combat, served from 1988 until 2010. In 2001, McSally won a lawsuit against the Department of Defense over alleged discriminatory policies for servicewomen stationed in Saudi Arabia. The named defendant in the suit was what then-current Secretary of Defense?
Rumsfeld?
Yes, Donald Rumsfeld is correct. And McSally was also the first woman to command a U.S. Air Force squadron, and she is currently a member of the House of Representatives from Arizona. And finally, in 1939, food critic Duncan Hines, yes, that Duncan Hines, visited a restaurant and included in his book Adventures in Good Eating this review, quote, "A very good place to stop en route to Cumberland Falls and the Great Smokies. Continuous 24-hour service. Sizzling steaks, fried chicken, country ham, hot biscuits." Who owned that restaurant?
Colonel Sanders.
That is correct. And it was called the Sanders Court and Cafe, and it was not the first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise, contrary to what you might think. That was actually in South Salt Lake, Utah in 1952. Well, here's a statement with a kernel of truth. Ian's performance in this week's general knowledge quiz ranks right up there as a major accomplishment. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions and salute this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word regiment. That's R-E-G-I-M-E-N-T. Change one letter to a U, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word for a person who wouldn't be a good member of a regiment. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
At ease, Corporal.